Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive straight in to today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from a throwaway account, does have updates, and is titled, Mum Throws Her Daughter Under the Bus and Then Tries Her Best to Fix It. Apologising because I'm typing on mobile. Formatting will be weird. I, 44, female, have an 18-year-old daughter. I raised her with cheating being the worst thing to do to a person. My daughter is usually well-behaved and agreed that infidelity was bad. My daughter has never been the type to be in a relationship until a few months back. She told me that she was in a long-distance relationship with a boy she knew for about 3 years now. I do not have a problem with her boyfriend. I've talked to him here and there. He's nice and respectful, and whenever she talks about him, it's always in a good light. In the second month, she gave him my phone number in case of emergencies. Her contact for him is love of my life. She is very open about these things to me. The problem arose when one day she received a text from a different messaging platform, which was Discord. She asked me who it was from and to read it to her since she was baking. It was from a weird name that wasn't her boyfriend's name, being affectionate with her. My stomach dropped. I opened the phone and there was affectionate text back from her side. I put down the phone and excused myself. I felt so angry with myself and in the moment messaged her boyfriend, warning him that my own daughter may be cheating on him. Shortly after, my daughter came rushing to me angry and sobbing, saying her boyfriend had broken up with her because of something I had said. I told her what I found and what I did and scolded her that I taught her better. She then took a deep breath and explained the name I saw was her boyfriend's username and that he would text her via Discord if he was playing games on his computer. Here's where I may be an asshole. My daughter begged me to clear the misunderstanding because her boyfriend had blocked her on everything. I refused, telling her that if she wasn't cheating, he wouldn't go to such lengths and this all could be a lie. If this was the case, why didn't she just have him under the same contact as his number? My daughter has been crying in her room claiming that she did really love him and now I'm wondering if I did the wrong thing by not clearing the air. I just think because this is the first relationship, she can reflect on this and better herself later. Am I the asshole? And there is an edit which we'll cover straight away. And the edit says, with the fast replies of telling me I'm the asshole, I'm attempting to fix it. Thank you for your replies and snapping me into reality where I've betrayed my own daughter in the worst way possible. Thank you again. I'll leave a proper update later on when time passes if you're all interested later. Again, thank you. And we got to the third paragraph on this one and you said, here's where I may be an arsehole. And let me just tell you, you was an arsehole way before that. Your daughter clearly trusts you the way she just let you go through her phone and read out her messages. I think it was pretty clear that there was nothing shady going on her phone, otherwise why would she let you access it? And even though you did see this like weird name that wasn't her boyfriend's name being affectionate with her, you didn't, you know, say, who's this? Or anything like that. You just immediately went to her boyfriend and told him that she may be cheating, instantly destroying their relationship like that. Of course you're going to be the arsehole. What? I don't understand why you didn't think, you know, this is your daughter, why you couldn't say, who's this person? Just that simple. But the first comment is a comment from a friend of the daughter who says, you're the asshole. Even using a throwaway account, I had to make a new account so you didn't find my main account. If you don't know me, I'm your daughter's best friend and I know for a fact this is you because your own daughter was completely in shambles. I know both of them for a while and yeah, your daughter was never the type for relationships because of you. You put in her head that the world was going to cheat her out of happiness. She would never, never cheat on him and for your information, he is completely destroyed. I'm going to give you a day to fix this yourself so you can repair whatever relationship you have with your own daughter before I clear the air for them. They are two of the nicest people I've ever met. Then quotes, because they were only dating for a few months, then says, wrong, they've known each other for a little more than 3 years. This guy is completely in love with your daughter and would do anything to keep her happy. Your daughter would do the exact same thing. They've loved each other more than months and you completely demolished it. The fact that they're both completely destroyed by one person is so cruel. You're the asshole. Fix it. And I think from there, we should go straight into that update. So the update says, I made an Am I the Asshole post and realized I fucked up. I royally fucked up. My daughter was still completely distraught and her best friend reached out to me. I legitimately cried when I realized I'd betrayed my daughter. I sat down with her. She was more disappointed and sad than mad at me, which honestly made it harder to look in her eyes. I was wrong. I admitted full fault and told her I would clear the air and do anything to get her to forgive me again. She stopped crying shortly after I told her I'd try to fix it. I messaged her boyfriend and asked if he was okay to video call both of us so I can clear things up. He was at work, so the video call will happen later tonight. I told my daughter that I'm going to look for therapy and suggested family therapy if she was up for it. She told me she would if I got individual therapy first. I deeply apologized to her over and over with both of us crying. I realized that because it had been only us two, I had an unhealthy attachment to my daughter. Her father did cheat on me, but he passed shortly after I figured out I was pregnant. I was distraught and as a single mother put ideas into my daughter that would later on be damaging to her mental health without me knowing. I'm not making excuses, but I did have cheating related trauma to the people who did assume correctly. My daughter had informed me that she would never cheat and she is not going to cut me off. I offered, since she is 18 now, that I could co-sign off on an apartment if she wanted for a while, or if she wanted to go to her relatives to get away from me, I would let her. She declined on all the offers and told me all she wanted was me to fix a relationship I had broken. I hope the video call goes well. Update 2. I find this heartbreaking that I've inflicted a delusion in my own daughter's head that no matter what I do, I would never hurt her. I did hurt her. She's not angry at me or disappointed at all. She's just happy that I believe her and I'm willing to fix things. This almost brought me to tears. I need her to understand what I did was hurt her. I want her to understand that she can't be treated like this, not even by her own mother. Is there any suggestions to essentially tell her that what I did was completely horrible and that I'm capable like anyone else of hurting her? I'm devastated that in some way, no matter what I do, she won't ever see it as hurting her. How do I undo this, or should I leave it alone? Update 3. I set up a video call with her boyfriend on the laptop. Me and my daughter were sitting across from each other. Upon answering, I see this poor boy's face with his eyes puffy and swollen, as if he's been crying for a while. My stomach turned and I felt like throwing up. When the first words from him were, "Where is?" and I turned the screen to show him my daughter, in which he burst into tears apologizing to her. I felt like vomiting, not because I was spiteful or anything, but that I clearly put these two through such an unnecessary stress. I explained everything. I showed him the post I made. I told him the username I saw. I told him everything and I admitted I was wrong. I didn't want pity. I fucked up. I got through everything and both of them let me get through the whole thing. I didn't try to excuse my actions because there's no excuse great enough to even cover anything I did. Honestly, the fact that they sat there without interrupting me shows me both of them are so mature. I'm truly thankful. The boyfriend apologized to my daughter again before talking to me. I sat there without interrupting him. I feel horrible that even though I put them through this, he still remained respectful. Here's some points he brought up. He told me that he's thankful I came clean in the end, but told me, rightfully so, I was so messed up that I didn't come clean sooner, that doubling down made the whole situation worse. He brought up the reason I had his phone number in the first place was so I could text him emergencies, like if my daughter got into an accident or if something terrible had happened to her. And that I will only use it for that from now on. Anything in their relationship is for them to settle and that I will not interfere any further. He reminded me he's not going to tell my daughter what sort of relationship she should have with me and that is for her to figure out. He told me that he forgives me for making this mistake, but if I ever do anything to this extent again, that he will never forgive me again. He said that therapy is something I needed and to reflect on this. He told me he wouldn't blindly trust me anymore, so I shouldn't be surprised if he second-guessed me. He then said something that made me choke up. You raised a daughter, teaching her that infidelity was bad. She trusted you with everything, even her phone is unlocked to you. Why do you think so little of her to lie like this? I trusted you because you are her mother. There would be no reason for her own mother to lie something about that. I've seen various comments like this throughout the day, but this one hit especially hard because when he said it, I looked at my daughter and her face looked so betrayed, I almost started crying again. I didn't. This wasn't a time to feel sorry for myself. My daughter. She didn't have a lot of words to say to me, which is fair. It was awkward after a while. The tension felt tight and the air felt dense. Her points? She didn't feel like she could trust me as much anymore. She doesn't hate me in any way, just more disappointed in me. She told me she was changing her passcode. She told me things will be awkward for a while, but assured me we'll get through this. She's not going to cut contact with me. She's going to take some time before actually forgiving me fully. She doesn't want money from me, as she feels that is a way I'm trying to compensate my behavior. I agreed because they were all fair points. I sat there for a while until her boyfriend broke the silence and excused himself, ending the call. My daughter soon followed shortly after, telling me that she has to discuss with him of their relationship privately. Before leaving the kitchen, she softly let out a thank you, and I hope things get better. I'm now sitting here with a lot of things on my mind and emotions. I feel really grateful that my daughter is so much mature than me because she and her boyfriend never once raised their voice at me. They handled everything so calmly and respectfully. I'm thankful for all the comments that gave me the advice to fix this. And the main thing that really jumped out to me in these updates is like OP said about boyfriend and daughter acting so maturely through this, never once raising their voice, never once, you know, saying that there is a way through it and there is forgiveness this one time. But if it happens in the future, then, you know, then that's on you. And there was some points in this one that I'm not sure, it made me feel uneasy, maybe is the word, I'm not sure. And just the way OP was talking in the story, I'm not sure why it made me feel this way, to be quite honest. And maybe you could let me know if maybe you felt the same way. And it was in some points, you know, OP did absolutely the wrong thing. And I found it completely strange that they didn't talk to daughter before totally dumping on their relationship like they did. But then in the updates, it was like they did completely realize that it messed up, and which they should have, absolutely. But it just swung so far the other way, so quickly. Obviously, I don't know the timeline, but it felt like that to me. That it just seemed like, whoa, that's a massive change in such a short amount of time. And then in update two, OP was right about her teaching her daughter, you know, there is people capable of hurting her like that, etc. But reading it again made me feel uneasy for some reason, where she was saying, you know, I have to let her know that I am capable like anyone else of hurting her, etc. I don't know. Maybe I'm going completely off there, but let me know your thoughts in the comments below. And let's move on to another story.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
And our next story comes from FewZebra2391, who says, am I the asshole for asking my sister to be a groomswoman? Sorry if the formatting sucks, I am on mobile while typing this. So my 25 male, fiance 24 female, has never gotten along with my sister, 18 female. My fiance has never liked how close I am with my sister and has been a cause of a few arguments. I proposed to fiance, Sarah, a few months ago, and things have been going smoothly. In fact, I would say our relationship has never been better. A few days ago, Sarah listed off to me all the people she wanted as bridesmaids, and not surprisingly, my sister was not one of them. She said she was planning on asking them in a few more months to be in our wedding. Sarah then asked me if I knew who I wanted as a groomsman. I listed off a couple of friends that Sarah knew, Keegan, Joe, Sammy, etc., and then I said I wanted my sister to be one of my groomsmen. This made Sarah upset. She said it wasn't traditional for a woman to be a groomsman, and that it would embarrass her. I explained to her that my sister was one of the most important people in my life, and she was going to be a part of our wedding. This made Sarah even more upset, and she accused me of trying to ruin her wedding day, and she locked herself in the bathroom. It's been a few days since this, and we haven't spoken at all. Many of her family members have reached out to me and asked me not to include my sister in the wedding at all, and that Sarah should be the most important woman in my life, not my sister. My mother-in-law even called me telling me that I was making Sarah depressed and that I was a horrible person for doing this to my future wife. My sister heard about all of this and told me that it was okay to not invite her. I stood my ground and told all of them that my sister would be included, no matter what. Am I the arsehole for doing so? Then we do have some edits as well, which will give some additional information. So, edit says, Sarah's dislike stems from her walking in on my sister and I cuddling. Sister had her head on my shoulder and my arm was wrapped around her, which made Sarah upset. Second edit, my sister is aromantic and told me when she first came out that she would most likely never get married. And that made her sad. I told her she could be part of my wedding, even if it wasn't the same thing. I will never forget the look of joy on my sister's face. That is why I won't back down, for those wondering. Third edit, I am planning on calling off the engagement with Sarah when I get home from work. My sister is more important to me than any miserable marriage. I will be home around 8 EST, so look out for an update around then. And then we have the fourth and final edit, which is an update, which I wasn't expecting at all. So we're going to cover a couple of comments before we move into that. But YummyBread69 says, info, why would you want to marry someone who is not only jealous of your little sister, but also seemingly implying that your relationship with her is inappropriate? Edit to add a real verdict, absolutely not the arsehole. You sound like a great big brother. I'm sorry you're going through this, to which OP replies saying, we'd argued about it before, but it had been forgotten about until this instance. I'll probably be calling off my engagement after reading everyone's advice. Nina Fellis says, not the arsehole, no. It's not traditional for a sister to be a groomswoman, just like it's not traditional for a brother to be a bridesman, but both are happening these days and it shouldn't be embarrassing at all. And if Sarah had merely been startled by this, then I would have said no one's an arsehole here. But for her to be having these ongoing, irrational, emotional reactions to the fact that your sister is important enough to you that you want her at your side as you marry your fiancé, that's a very different story. If she truly thinks that she should be the most important person in your life to the point that you exclude other people from standing by your side, this is extraordinarily insecure and controlling person. I would be deeply concerned about spending your life with someone who thinks your sister should not be important to you. And I would also take note of who respects you and wants you to be happy. Your sister has already agreed to bow out and to placate someone who doesn't even like her. She's doing that because she loves you. Your fiancé showing that she doesn't respect your wishes and puts her desire to be center of attention above your desire to be supported. And your future mother-in-law is supporting Sarah's temper tantrum rather than Sarah, and is trying to help manipulate you into acquiescing. I would strongly recommend couples counseling before moving forward with the wedding process. Smitten Black Kitten says, your future bride views your sister, who is just barely of legal age by the way, as a sexual rival. Let that sink in because it's sick. Princess of Perky says, not the arsehole, but you have bigger issues if your fiancé isn't talking to you about the issue and has dragged multiple family members into this argument. What is your plan moving forward? Do you think she's going to continue to try and push your sister out of your life? And one more from Nienna who says, not the arsehole, her locking herself in a bathroom, not even trying to compromise, is a red flag though. It's your wedding day too. You'll have to find ways to work around more in your actual marriage. So let's move into that fourth and final edit slash update, which says, hello Reddit, this is going to be a little long, so be patient with me. I got home from work and I told Sarah we need to talk. She agreed and we sat down in the living room. I started off by asking her why she had such a problem with Sister being a groomsman and also, as many of you suggested, if she had been SA'd or had any trauma related to that. Sarah told me that she hadn't. She went on to say that having Sister as a groomsman was untraditional. She said men are groomsmen and women are bridesmaids. Sarah also said she was uncomfortable with how close I was with my sister. I asked her to elaborate on this and Sarah implied that we had more than a sibling relationship. She said cuddling between siblings was something she had never seen and that it just didn't seem like something normal siblings did. I assured Sarah that nothing like that was happening, but she just didn't seem like she wanted to accept that and it just led to more arguing. I gave Sarah an ultimatum. We could go to couples therapy. She could try to repair a relationship with her sister and tell her family to stop guilting me, or we're going to have to call off the engagement. Sarah blew up at me and said she was going to stay with her mother. Family-in-law is now completely pissed at me and are sending me hateful messages on Facebook. Lol. So I guess that's most likely the end of Sarah and I. But to wrap things up on a good note, Sister is planning on moving in with me. Her mental health was drained from this, so we decided to move in together. Thank you everyone for sticking through this with me. I appreciate all the kind messages. I ended up showing my sister some of them and she was very delighted. Now I'm going to turn this one to you guys. What do you guys make of this situation? Do you find like family members kissing and hugging a weird thing as well? I've had people tell me that in the past, you know, when I've mentioned my brother who we hug and kiss each other on the cheeks all the time. I've had people telling me, you know, that's weird. But let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now just a huge thank you for spending your time with me today, getting involved in the stories. It's always great to see your comments and you getting involved down below. And don't forget, at the end of the video, we're going to have a couple of playlists playing which you can click on whilst you're doing whatever hobby you're doing, drawing, art, whatever you're up to. Don't forget to let me know as well. I always love to hear it. Thanks again for your love, your support and time, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs, eat some breakfast, milk and eggs, brush my teeth up, wash my face, throw my clothes on, start my day, wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon, let's go, see the sun shining from the windows, okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.